is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, miss some great stuff, go check it out, podcastarena.com. What else you got to do? Go listen to the first 2 hours. 315 says, may or may not have cashed a small wager on UNC plus 10.5 last night. Must have gamble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mind seeing that. I didn't end up betting the games, but I did pick Gonzaga as my champion, so... Gonzaga had a huge comeback late against North Carolina to win that game. They were in deep trouble, and it really took a miracle. And it was brilliant. It was thrilling television, Fred.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. I still have horses to bet on, so I don't.
All right, fine.
Although, you know, we talked about this the other day. Should they still be doing it? We, as you recall, we mentioned the jockey room, right?
Right.
Jockey at Gulfstream Park has it now.
Oh, of course.
And, of course, they're still racing there. And, you know, there's some jockeys that are just like, dude, I'm not going to do this. But, you know, a lot of them can't afford to. They have to do the, you know, I mean, they don't get paid unless they race and actually win. So,
yep.
So I get it. But, you know, going to go out there and spread it to everybody. So how about this? Spreads for every AFC South game on the 2020 schedule. Are
okay.
Out, believe it or not. And we'll start with, we'll just do your Texans first, and then if you want to do some of the others. This is your Texans schedule. Week one, Colts at Texans. Well, it's not week one. This is just, you know, because we don't have the actual schedule yet, but this is the order they have them in.
Okay.
So when the Colts play at the Texans will be minus one.
Colts at the Texans will be minus one?
Yeah, which means... If home field's 3 points, they think the Colts are two points better. Yeah.
I'll probably take the Colts.
Feels right, especially if there's no Deshaun Watson, then that number's going to be a lot bigger. Jaguars at Texans. Texans minus nine.
Ooh. I don't think the Texans are going to cover a lot of point spreads like that. I'll probably take the Jags plus nine.
Those Jags are bad, though.
They are bad, but are they that bad?
Well, I mean, last year at Houston, they weren't very good, and they damn near won the game, and then they got blown out in England. But Texans minus one at home against the Titans.
Texans minus one?
Yeah.
That's a tough one, too. I'd probably take the Texans. I think they'll split home and home with them.
Yeah, and I'm not buying Titans. I'm not buying Titans stock this year. Ravens minus 5.5 at Texans.
Ravens.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are going to house them again. Texans minus 6.5 against the Bengals.
Texans.
Yeah, inside a touchdown for sure. Packers at Texans, pick 'em.
Packers.
Yeah, I don't like the Packers on the road. I'll take the Texans. Vikings at Texans, pick them.
Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings. Patriots at Texans. Texans minus 1.5.
Ooh. I'll take the Texans. I think the Texans find a way to get up for that stupid game. That now that Brady's gone, that'll make Bill O'Brien feel real good about himself.
Well, I mean, it depends on what the Patriots do at quarterback. If they're going to trot Jared Stidham out there, yeah. Bears minus 3.5 at home against your Texans.
Minus 3.5. I'd take the Texans.
Browns minus 3.5 at home against the Texans.
The Browns are minus 3.5?
Yeah, give me Texans.
Yeah, I think so too. That's too much.
Lions will be a 1-point favorite at home against your Texans.
Give me the Lions.
Okay. The Chiefs will be 10.5 point favorites at home against your Texans.
Ooh, the hook. Yeah, I'd probably take the Texans.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, they beat them by more than 10 in the playoffs, didn't they?
Yeah, but then the Texans beat them in the regular season, so, you know, who knows. That's a lot of points, but I kind of feel like the Chiefs and the Ravens are so far ahead of the Texans.
Yeah.
That I feel like double figures doesn't scare me. Texans at Steelers, Steeler minus 4.5.
I think I'd take the Steelers.
I don't know. It depends on if Fat Roethlisberger's out there or not.
Oh, I've got a story for you on that, by the way. An update.
Okay, cool. Oh, can't wait to hear it. Texans will be 4.5-point dogs at Indianapolis.
I'll take the Texans to cover that.
They'll be 3-point dogs at Jaguar.
Oh, I would take the Texans there.
And they will be 4.5-point dogs at Titan.
They'll get blown out there.
Yeah, I don't think the Titans are going to be a blow anybody out team. So, all right, there you go. That's just the Texans. I mean, I don't think we care about Titans, Colts, and that kind of stuff.
No, nobody cares about that. You want my Ben Roethlisberger update?
Let's hear it.
Big Ben says that he's going to shave soon. As soon as he's ready to return to the playing field. And he thinks that, he says, people are calling me fat, and that just blows my mind. He thinks that his big beard is making people think he's fat. He says, I've heard people say I'm fat, and that just blows my mind. I'm lighter and in better shape than I was in either of the past 2 years. I haven't stopped working out. I normally don't work out in the off season. But I've been doing everything 5 days a week with my trainer, cardio twice a week, legs twice a week, upper body twice a week. I guess it's my beard that makes me look heavier. I must have 5 pounds in that, I know, but I'm not overweight. You buying it?
Okay. No. I mean, we all saw the pictures, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That wasn't the beard. So, I mean, I'm sure he'll get rid of it before the season starts, but yeah, that's a big dude. I mean, he's already a big dude. You put that gut on him?
He's meaty right now.
That was a Jared Lorenzen thing. So, hey, can I just do a quick PSA? Please,
sure.
Please stop texting and asking rumors about stuff that you read on Facebook. I'm not going to read the text on air, and I'm not going to, because, you know, just pay attention to your actual lawmakers who are doing this stuff, not what so-and-so on Facebook told you. I'm so sick of that. And you believe it. And somebody sent me a message today about, my friend's friend who's a doctor friend says, stop with all that. Quit using Facebook for anything other than, I'm having a good day. Look how cute my dog is.
Facebook is a news site, Fred.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Stop getting your news from there, please.
If you read it on Facebook, it's 100% fact. Everyone knows that.
Oh, man. About one out of every 200 stories on there wind up having some truth to them. So just, yeah, it's nuts. People take it seriously, especially now because everybody's paranoid and scared and everything else. And, you know, and I get you might not trust the real news media.
That's right.
But they're a lot more trustworthy than
this. News media.
Yeah. Yeah, the failing media. That's a nasty question.
I think that's a nasty question. It's a nasty question, and you're a terrible reporter.
Oh, but yeah, there's still a rung above Facebook stuff, which, and whatever you do, don't share stuff like that with me, please. I will unfriend you in a heartbeat. I mean, I honestly, the one time one of those things turns out to be right is not worth the 500 that you keep sending out. As you read and think, oh, this must be the truth. It's not. So
that's not the one.
Damn it, Fred, because I've heard the bird is the word. Okay, that's the right one. That's the
that
one they got right.
The bird is the word.
The bird is the word.
Never forget.
Yeah, hashtag never forget the bird.
That's right.
The bird's got to be dead by now, though, right?
No, he's the word. He can't die. He's the living word.
Ah, okay. So this is some sort of
it's a religious
godlike
thing.
Bird, then.
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I've got some college football odds if you want to do that. I got a bunch of other non-sportsy stuff if you want to go that direction. We can.
Well, we did tease some college football, so we'll do that, and then we'll finish the show with non-sportsy stuff. We've got time for it all today, Fred. We're going
to
make time for everything.
Okay. Well,
I got to tell you now about Carbach. I don't know if you've gone out and done grocery shopping, Fred, but here's the deal with Carbach. They are not open right now. The restaurant is not open. So you can't go. You can't have a beer at Carbach right now. They're not doing delivery. They're not doing drive-up orders. What they are doing, though, is making sure that the grocery stores are stocked with their delicious beer. So you can go out right now to your HEB, your Kroger, wherever you're at, and they will have Carbach. And so you want to pick that up. You need something to get you through the hard times where you've got to, like, you know, be around your family day and night. It's very difficult for some of us. You need someone who's a good partner in that, and that's Carbach. Guys, they've got something for everybody. They've got the IPA mix packs available right now. They've got the full-blown mix packs, which have, like, Crawford, Bach, Love Street, a little bit of everything in them. You can get the BBH four-packs still in some stores. So there's something for everybody. And follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with when they're going to be back in the restaurant, when things are back to normal at the brewery. But when you get out this weekend to the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN, 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we're trying to get R.J. Bell, but until we do, I have the college football odds that I promised you.
Let's do it.
We'll start off with the odds to qualify for the college football playoff. Your favorite at minus 200, Clemson. This is just to make the top four. So at minus 150, Ohio State.
Okay, that's not surprising.
Minus 125, Alabama.
Also not surprising.
Oklahoma plus 125.
Okay, I mean, I guess they always find a way.
Yeah, I mean, I might take them just because they always get in there. Georgia plus 150.
Yeah, I'm probably out on that one.
Yeah, LSU plus 200. I don't even know what they're going to look like, so I'll pass on that. All right, here's where you get into some names that you might consider. Notre Dame plus 275.
Okay. I'd probably Florida, not for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to pass. I'm going to pass on them. Florida plus 350.
That seems like good value because I think Florida is kind of a team on the rise. And if I think Georgia's falling, maybe that's a place where you could get some value.
How about this one? Both at plus 400, Aggie and Bevo.
None for me.
Yeah, I'll pass. As John used to say, not for me, dog. Auburn plus 500.
No.
Here's one I like, Oregon plus 500.
I think that's relative value, yeah.
How about Penn State plus 600?
No.
Michigan plus 650.
Oh, gosh. I'd be a sucker for taking that, but that's probably enough value that I'd take a taste.
Yeah, I think I'd take a taste of that, too. Washington plus 1,000?
Nope.
Wisconsin plus 1,000?
No, they'll lose in a Big Ten championship game. They always do. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, the next group is, I'll just give you the names. You tell me if there's anybody that you would take. But Florida State, Oklahoma State, Tennessee, Utah, Miami, Minnesota.
No, we're wasting time. I can already tell you. You've already named off any team that I would take.
Right. So The other ones that they have odds for, Iowa State, Nebraska, Iowa, California.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
So just some conference favorites for you. In the American Conference, Central Florida plus 125 is your favorite, followed by Memphis at plus 225. I'm going to fade Memphis this year. I think that's you lose your coach, you lose your quarterback. So some of the ones that interest me, Navy plus 1,400, SMU plus 1,400, and Houston plus 1,600.
All right.
I take one of those.
You like Houston?
What's that?
You like Houston?
At 1,600, I think that's pretty good value. They're going to be a lot better this year. And I really like between them and SMU, frankly, for that side of the bracket, so I'd get one of them in the championship game. ACC, no shot. Clemson minus 600. Miami plus 750.
No one's beaten Clemson.
Yeah, North Carolina plus 1,000. See, I actually like North Carolina to be second, but we're not betting on that, so who cares? Like, if I could bet a straight exact to Clemson over North Carolina,
right?
That'd probably be my bet. Big Ten, Ohio State minus 225, Michigan plus 350, Wisconsin plus 900.
Okay.
Penn State plus 1,000.
No on Penn State. Yes on Michigan, probably.
Big 12, Oklahoma minus 125.
That's probably about right.
Devo plus 150.
How far has Baylor Bear fallen?
1, 2, 6th at plus 1,600. Oh, yeah, it's Oklahoma, Texas, Okie State, Iowa State, Baylor, West Virginia, Kansas State, TCU, Texas Tech, and Kansas, of course.
Poor Kansas.
You know, Oklahoma State plus 600.
You love that team. I don't get it.
Well, you hate them, and they're always better than you think they are every single year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, but I mean, that quarterback will be a sophomore, and I think the running back is back as well. I mean, those two dudes are talented, and if Oklahoma, I don't know who's going to play quarterback for Oklahoma, and
they'll find somebody, some transfer.
But having said that, I still think I'd want plus 1,000 or plus 1,200. There's no value here.
Agreed.
Mountain West is Boise State minus 200. Here's the Pac-12. Oregon plus 225.
I actually think that's pretty decent value.
It kind of is, right? Because
I think they're going to win. If you give me a plus, I'm probably into that.
Because they have five teams that are all kind of in the same boat. They got Oregon 225, USC 275, Washington 300, UCLA 400, Utah 450.
Okay.
So
I'd probably take USC and Oregon versus the field.
Yeah. Well, you could technically do that because you'd make a profit.
Yeah.
Basically over 2-1 for both of them. So it might not be a bad play. The SEC, Alabama minus 120.
Yeah, it'd be hard to bet against them, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, although, you know, the problem is I don't have a viable alternative this year. Last year you had one in LSU.
If you remember last year, LSU wasn't the viable option at the beginning of the year. It was Georgia. I mean, LSU wasn't expected to be as good as they were.
Well, of course they weren't expected to be as good as they were because they were historically good. But if I'm not mistaken, they were top five preseason. So it's not like, you know, nobody thought they were going to be a contender. Georgia is plus 400, Florida 600, which, I mean, if you think they're going to make the playoff, then, I mean, I think that might be an easier bet than winning the SEC, because you could lose to Alabama and still make the playoff, I would think.
Yeah.
If you had a good enough year. Auburn 1,400, Aggie 1,600. Don't think we need to go any lower than that.
Yeah, LSU was sixth in the poll last year preseason.
Yeah,
Alabama was two, Georgia was three. So Georgia was the alternative last year. I don't know that I'm with you. I don't know that there is one at all this year.
I know a lot of people were really high on that LSU team going in, and six is not. There's nothing wrong with six.
No,
but
no, I thought they were borderline top 10 last year. So that's on me.
But The question is, though, is who would you because, all right, by your way of thinking, I thought there were two viable alternatives last year. I don't know who
well,
it is.
Also, Florida was also a preseason top 10 last year, so don't forget them.
Yeah, but I didn't think they were any good. So
no.
I certainly didn't think they were a title contender.
And
they probably were – well, certainly defensively they were really good, but they just – you know, but this will be an interesting year for them. But, man, it really just seems like there's just not many. When I look at this, it's like you look at the Pac-12, I'm pretty sure you can't go any deeper than Utah for anybody to have a chance. And, you know, the SEC, I mean, I don't know if you go what happens past Alabama unless you think Florida might be the team. But it seems like pretty locked in a lot of places. And realistically, it's like, well, I like Oklahoma State. It's hard to see anybody but Oklahoma or Texas winning the Big 12. Big 10 seems going to be like Ohio State, Michigan again. I mean, it doesn't seem, and Clemson obviously is pretty much a dead mortal lock to win the ACC. So I think it's going to be.
And priced as such.
Yeah, definitely. And. I mean, that's almost whatever you get on that bet is probably very safe. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody sent a text that says, everyone, please be careful tonight. There is a DUI checkpoint on the corner of the hallway and kitchen. Be safe.
I'm screwed then.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, put some respect on Florida's name. We took LSU to late in the fourth quarter last year and finished top 10.
All right, hey, good
you
luck.
Were never a real contender, though. Come on, let's you know that too. But all right, I think that means music. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 is your number. Matthew says, OU quarterback will be Spencer Rattler, redshirted last year. He was a top prospect, five-star from this class. Yeah, and I'm sure that Lincoln Riley will do a good job with him, but, you know, I'm always suspicious of these five-star guys until I actually see him play, especially when they redshirt for a year. And probably not going to be the same as having guys like Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield and Jalen Hurts, who were almost ready-made when they got there. But, you know, I hear good things about the guy, but, you know, until they get out there on the field, you know, those stars don't matter that much to me. But been a lot of guys with five stars that wind up being bums. 713-780-3776 is your number. So, did you see your boy Drew Brees donated $5 million to Louisiana coronavirus relief?
Yeah, good for him because Louisiana's getting it bad.
Yeah, that's a good dude, man. And, you know, I know that I know Deshaun Watson's doing a bunch of stuff around town, too. So it's always good.
DeAndre's already doing stuff in Arizona. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, but he's a bad influence, AJ.
Yeah, he's a bad egg. Bill O'Brien should probably give some money to relief around here to kind of take some heat off of him.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
I don't either. It'd probably be a good move, though.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that I've ever seen him really involved in anything like that now that I think about it. Doesn't mean he's not. A lot of people like to keep it quiet.
I know
I like to keep things quiet most of the time, but, you know, so I'm not going to judge him. But it would be a good thing right now probably to just let people know, hey, here to help you.
Yep.
Couple of Rona things real quick. You know, you don't want to wish things on people, but this one we go to England, where the first prisoner to die after contracting coronavirus was 84 years old. Ooh. He was also a sex offender.
Oh, well, hey, could be worse.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, well, he was suffering from underlying health conditions. But they said,
mental
our thoughts are with
conditions.
His family. Yeah. Said, our thoughts are with his family at this time.
Yeah, that's the one people I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's, now, and to be fair, they're not all created equal.
No.
But.
Yeah, if this is like some dude who banged his 16-year-old girlfriend when he was 18, okay, I feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's actually like a child molester, then yeah, I'm not feeling sorry for that dude.
I'm just guessing if you're that age and you're still in prison, it
that's
wasn't
what I'm
a
thinking.
Yeah, 18-year-old, 16-year-old thing. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I got a bunch of these just idiots who got it kind of stuff. I may save those for Monday because you know, some of it's funny, some of it's not. But I am kind of tired of hearing all the famous people who get it. It's like, okay, I'm glad you're famous, but apparently your porn stars during this downtime are doing a lot of masturbating.
I'm guessing like people's OnlyFans are going crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like the people who are like self-employed sex workers, I guess you would call them. I'm guessing they're having some success right now.
Well, that's a. I mean, I guess those cam girls that are like they have on Pornhub that I think you pay money for. I bet you they're doing real well right now.
Exactly. Tyler, you been watching any of that stuff?
Of what?
Any you been watching any OnlyFans like cam girls?
No, I don't pay for any of that kind of stuff.
Okay. Because you have a girlfriend, or is that it's been a long-standing rule?
No, it's because I can find it elsewhere for free.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, good for you.
How's that? How's the girlfriend situation working out while you guys are quarantined together? Not great.
I mean, being
because
quarantined
honestly,
together is it's you're basically forced to be around some person for
It ain't great. Yeah. And honestly, this is the best thing for you because this is like a preview of what marriage could be.
Yeah.
Although it could be even worse because in marriage, there's a possibility that there will be kids there too.
That's also a possibility, yeah.
Yeah, you're in a good learning spot right now, Tyler.
Teachable moments right now.
Yep. That's all we can look for in these terrible times.
Well, I'll just say it helps having a three-story domicile where one person.
Well, not everyone's a rich, Fred.
Well, it's not that rich of a place. It's just one of them can stay on the third floor and the other can stay on the second. It works out very well. So
yeah, it sounds like a rich guy's place to me. Me and Tyler, we live humbly.
I'm sure your place is more than big enough for you to get away from your kids for a while.
It's less than three stories, I can tell you that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have more square feet.
Listen, I'd have to check my apartment lease, but I'm not living in the lap of luxury here.
Yeah. I have another person that we probably want to catch this thing and be penalized for it. Did you see this Pennsylvania?
You're wishing this on people now. I thought we weren't wishing coronavirus on people, and here you are.
Well, but we've seen a bunch of idiots who are out there, like the guy who licked the toilet.
Okay.
Do you feel sorry? Am I wishing him on him? It's an interesting question. I'm certainly not sad about it. But how about this? A woman goes into a Pennsylvania grocery store and begins intentionally coughing all over the produce.
What?
The bakery. Their meat case. Yeah. $35,000 worth of food had to be thrown out.
Oh.
And they had to disinfect the entire display.
Did she actually have it?
They don't know because she did it and got away. Police were called, and they're aggressively pursuing charges. They don't think she has it, but they don't know.
Hmm. That's tough. I mean, I don't know how they don't catch her. You got to catch that person leaving the door.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If she were able to get to that much of it, I'm sure they have her on video.
Yeah.
So
they got to find her.
But they're going to have to catch her and make her and test her. So
Catch her and arrest her. Okay. Don't even test her. Just throw her in jail. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, you got to test her because I'm sure
they already threw away the stuff anyway.
Yeah. But you know, apparently this stuff sticks around. You know, who knows what else she touched before she got to that.
Ugh, I hate people.
Yeah, I do too.
This is making it worse, honestly. This is making me hate people even more than I used to.
It's people like this are the reason that we can't leave our houses.
This is why we can't have nice things.
No. Somebody said the wife on Ozark.
I have to take them away.
Oh, I see.
That fell flat. Damn.
Yeah.
You never get my pop culture references, Fred.
Yeah, well, obviously, that, you know, it's so funny what you call pop culture is what, you know, and yet there's a lot of pop culture that you don't pay any attention to that I know,
like
but
what?
I don't know.
Like 1970s pop culture? Sorry, I'm not up on Andy Warhol, Fred.
Yeah, get out of here. For one thing, for somebody who's usually ahead of this stuff, you were so far behind on the Joe Exotic documentary just because you'd listened to the podcast.
I was on Joe Exotic before you even knew who he was.
But he didn't become a pop icon until the Netflix special. Nobody knew about it. That's why it's taken off the way it has.
But how am I behind? Because I already knew about it.
Because you didn't before Netflix. You didn't watch the documentary until this week. Everybody else did it earlier.
Behind,
you were light years behind.
I'm not behind. I was ahead of you guys.
You started out ahead, and then you wound up light years behind.
No, I stayed ahead because I still know how it all ends.
But he wasn't a pop culture icon when you did it.
Oh, jeez.
It was just a murder documentary.
You're arguing nonsense.
No, I'm making perfect sense, which you hate.
No, you're telling me I'm behind the times on something that I've known about for months.
No, but you're behind as far as the pop, the whole thing. The documentary is what popped, not the...
No, Joe Exotic is what's pop culture.
Yeah. But it's because of people because people watched it.
Tyler,
you actually got...
You're going to have to be the tiebreaker here, Tyler. Am I behind the times on Joe Exotic because I listened to a podcast before the Netflix documentary came out?
I mean, I think if you knew about him before the documentary came out, then
I'm ahead of the times. Yes.
You were ahead until everybody else watched it.
Right.
You didn't see these characters.
Now everybody's just caught up with me. I'm like a guy who finds a band, like, when they're on the indie circuit. Like, I'm like Juggalo Trey with Modest Mouse. I knew about Modest Mouse before you guys did, and then they went mainstream, and now everybody's got Modest Mouse T-shirts, and I'm like, yeah, their first album's their best one, but all the crap they've made since they went to a major label's just, pretty much garbage. I'm that guy of Joe Exotic. I'm the Juggalo
Trey really glad you picked,
of Tiger King.
I'm really glad you picked like one of the worst, most overrated bands ever for that. but no, that's not why it got popular. It got popular because people saw these people. You didn't know what he looked like. You didn't know what Carole Baskin looked
like. Yes,
I did. You didn't get to hear all those interviews.
I did hear all those interviews.
Every single thing.
Almost all of it. I knew the story. That's all that matters. I knew who Joe... If I'd asked the random person 3 weeks ago who was Joe Exotic, no one knew except me. You can't tell me I'm behind the times.
Yeah, I can, because everybody else is talking about the TV show. This is the same thing. This is the same thing if I said, oh, well, I read the Game of Thrones books, so I'm way ahead of Game of Thrones. No,
you
it didn't
were.
Become anything until it was on TV. No. You're arguing the same thing then. Because I read the books. And
exactly.
Then I watched the show.
And you were ahead of people. You were ahead of the show. Which
I was ahead of the story, but nobody cared. Nobody cared about the books. Not a single person. Nobody cares about your podcast.
I don't care about the podcast. I knew about Joe Exotic. That's the whole point.
Okay, but again,
Tyler's already broken the tie. You lost.
Oh yeah, great. Whatever. Yeah, like Tyler's opinion matters to me as much as yours.
He's the producer. He's the tiebreaker. That's how it works.
You're not the pop culture genius that you think you are.
I'm ahead of you.
Your group. No, you're not. Watch an episode of Rick and Morty and then talk to me. You won't even do that.
We should have gone out on Taylor Swift, by the way. Yeah, I'm so behind the times in pop culture because I don't watch cartoons. I'm a grown man.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening to Taylor Swift instead.
My point is you're judging what is pop culture for everybody, which is BS.
But cartoons aren't pop culture for grown people.
Because you haven't watched it. You don't know what you're talking about.
No.
So there.
I've watched Ren and Stimpy. It's not pop culture.
This isn't a cartoon for kids.
It's a cartoon.
Let's just go to break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Back on The Blitz. And Tyler, tell the people what you just told us.
So I just came across a tweet from Tom Winter. He's a verified... looks like NBC News correspondent. 512 members of the NYPD have tested positive for COVID-19. That includes 442 uniformed officers of the department, according to whatever their evening summary is. And a total of 4,111 uniformed employees were out sick today. And that is 11.4% of NYPD's uniformed workforce.
Damn.
That's frightening.
That sucks. And I don't know that people are out committing crime because they can't get out, but how do you even function with that many people sick?
You know who did it? The Klan.
Yep.
You told us earlier the white supremacist group were going after cops.
Well, I mean I was ahead of my time, AJ.
You predicted this, Fred. You're like the great Kreskin.
I don't know. I just want to go ahead and end it this weekend so I don't have to live in a world where you tell me what pop culture is. So let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Are you breathing all right? Are you alive? Or did you just run?
No, I'm telling you. I got a little shortness of breath going.
We just talked about this. We can't afford to lose you.
I literally just jumped. I do seriously think I've had something going on for a couple weeks. So I think it's just there's no fever or anything like that. It's just.
Did you die?
Oh, no, he died.
Did he die on us? Right in the middle of a sentence?
It's just, that's his last words.
That would be a horrible last word.
Oh,
man.
Why Lance? Why couldn't this have happened to Raheel or Barry or Joel or Charles? I mean, anyway.
I mean, there's a list I'd go through. I'd rather have it happen to me than Lance, to be honest with you.
Yeah, why not Fred? Oh.
And by the way, anybody who tweets out martial law again with M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, please correct them.
No, that's the law of Slim Shady is coming.
Yeah, it's like everybody's doing it now. Who's Marshall?
Marshall?
Why does he get to be in charge?
Marshall Mathers.
Mm. Marshall Raylan Givens.
Yeah. We are Marshall.
A friend of mine who used to work at Facebook says about the masks from Facebook and Apple, they build all of their hardware in factories in China, so they need them on hand. So that makes sense.
Apple, I get. Facebook, what factories are they building? The Facebook factory?
Where do you, they have, I'm sure they have a factory where they produce all these takes, right?
Like, yeah, like what's Facebook?
Such a bad day.
I mean, I get it. There's an Apple store, and I can go buy computers and iPhones that Apple makes. But like, what am I getting at the Facebook store?
Well, that's because they have an item that they have to have for you to say, "I'm so sad that my cat died today."
Here's where it starts to get a little bit weird. 55% have used a broomstick. Not for you?
Yeah, I don't want to envision that.
Like, how would you use it?
Although,
exactly?
I guess
the most simple way is the obvious way, but doesn't seem exactly comfortable.
If you use it in the morning, is it morning wood?
I see what you did there.
So I confused Pocahontas with Dell because I've seen Dell online with those pigtails. So
those are pictures you're supposed to keep to yourself, Fred.
Well, I didn't know that. I thought that website was open to whoever got on there.
We had an express agreement.
Dell's OnlyFans?
Yeah, there was an express agreement. You tipped me some extra, and I sent you some extra pics. And you knew, Fred. You knew.
But I didn't.
Dell, are you doing an OnlyFans to get through these hard times?
Hey, amen. That's why I was kissing up to you, because if it's not this, then it's OnlyFans.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Fun stuff.
I'm glad we were able to do the show this week. I mean, it's a nice respite from the reality of what's going on. So I'll take it.
Well, just from a selfish standpoint, it's 3 hours away from everybody else.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's been fun. I didn't get a chance to tell you what I thought of 1917. I thought it wasn't the like fantastic movie that I'd been told it was.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was good. Where I guess what struck me is that they had like four or five fantastic actors in there that were just basically cameos. And it's kind of like, boy, I would have liked to have seen more of those guys. And you know, like Mark Strong and Andrew Scott and Colin Firth and Benedict Cumberbatch, Richard Madden, all those guys are just terrific actors. And they just basically, it's like, man, you got these guys for the movie and that's all you used them for? So maybe it was just that's a weird thing to have bother you, but it's just like, oh, great. We got like five words out of Colin Firth. Wow. But that story was okay. I thought there were parts where it dragged a little bit. You know, because a lot of the, especially early on, it's really tense when they're like, you don't know what's going to happen while they're going through all those tunnels and stuff. But I thought they tried to carry that the whole thing, and it didn't work. But
yeah,
overall, I didn't think it sucked. I thought it was good, and I think people enjoy it. But I don't think it should have been winning Golden Globes.
Yeah, I don't think it was that great. It was fine. It just wasn't.
Yeah,
I felt like yesterday I was crapping on the movie, and that wasn't my intent. It just wasn't. It just wasn't the best.
Well, I don't think it. I think we both had really high expectations for it. And while it didn't suck, it was good, but it didn't come anywhere near what I'd heard about it and what I thought it was going to be, which, and maybe I have to give it another chance. Cause I felt the same thing about Joker until I watched it like three times. And I thought, okay, I see why about what the fuss is about now. So anyway, I guess it's Ozark time now. I assume I'm going to have to jump on that this weekend. Up. Did I lose you guys?
Nope, that's my plan for tonight as well, is Ozark. And I'm actually going to be joining Jerry Bowe on a, he's got a little something he's doing, a little live stream where he's doing later tonight, so I'm going to jump on with him.
Cool. Yeah, I think we're going to set something up for horse racing tomorrow, but I'll tweet it out and let people know.
All right,
man. I'm assuming there's music playing, I'm guessing. All right. So, great job, Hoffman. Great job, Tyler. Always fun to work with you, man. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend, and we'll try to do this again on Monday. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
Fun, looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!